Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Can God really do anything? Absolutely anything? If so, can he create a rock so huge that not even he can push it? Well, my friend, this is not an original question. Indeed, the question may be as old as God himself. Still, some people think that when they pose the question, Christians are going to fall out of their chairs because they never heard it before. They believe they are quite clever just for asking it. I don't mean to generalize all skeptics. Certainly, many are being sincere when they pose the question. In any event, my answer is going to surprise you. No, God cannot do anything. There, I said it. Christians may be as startled as anyone else by such a response. It's true that the Bible rejoices in God's marvelous abilities, which are so far beyond ours that the ancient Hebrews in their hyperbole often spoke of God's omnipotence. However, when the Bible tells us that God can do anything, it means God can do anything that's possible to do. That even includes miracles. They may be beyond our limited understanding, but God knows things about science. He established all scientific law. He knows things about science we have not yet attained. So yes, God does miracles because it is possible for him to do miracles, but some things are impossible even for God. Don't forget, this same Bible goes out of its way to teach that God can never be evil. In fact, he cannot even be tempted by evil. Doesn't this make sense? Can God be 100% good and 100% evil at the same time? No, he cannot. That a good God cannot be an evil God, of course, is rather obvious. But even if we wanted to enter this discussion with moral neutrality, such a phenomenon would never exist according to sheer logic alone. How can any being be 100% of one thing and 100% of something opposite at the same time? It's like saying the color of blood is 100% red and 100% green, paying homage to Vulcans. The same holds true for the rock illustration. It posits a God who can do anything, and then in his omnipotence, he arranges matters so that he cannot do anything. C.S. Lewis gave the best answer I have ever heard for this kind of question. Nonsense is nonsense, even when we are talking about God. This is Bob Siegel with a little help from C.S. Lewis, making the obvious obvious. By the way, Jesus' temptation does not contradict the point I just made. Although God by identity, Jesus had emptied himself of God's form and power. In short, Jesus became a real man with all the limitations of a man, including the ability to be tempted. He did not sin. God in his true form cannot even be tempted.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.